91.3 and we're live on Drive Time. Assalamu alaikum, good afternoon. I'm your host, Ibrahim Kangwachibwe, standing in for Shafiq Morton. And coming up in today's Drive Time, we'll be looking at the refugee situation there after the court granted an order to the Cape Town City to have the refugees evicted from the Methodist Church. And after that, the Dura Omar Institute releases a report on SOEs and legislative failures. International Network on Epatitis and Substance Users Conference, currently underway in Cape Town. And after five, weekly economic report. Sports wrap, and then we'll conclude with the Imam Arun book review. All these and many more, please stay tuned.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back. 47913 is the SMS line, or 0722380712. That's the WhatsApp line. The Western Cape High Court has granted an interim eviction order to the city of Cape Town to evict protesting foreign nationals from the Methodist Church. In December last year, the city applied to the courts to prevent the protesters from flouting the bylaws. So now, what next for the affected families? And joining us online is leader of the group, JP Balusa. JP, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Ibrahim. Good afternoon to the listeners.
I'm sure you have studied the judgment that was given by the court yesterday, but I think the first question is, are you going to respect that court order?
Respecting, that's not a problem, because who are we to resist or not respecting the court order? But what we are trying to say is that we are refugees, we have no right in South Africa, and you could hear before any type of judgment the nonsense that came on that judgment that was written, that citing that foreigner killed a South African, foreigners are selling counterfeit goods and whatever, which is not even related, could not even be mentioned in such kind of case, because this is a civil case. How can you bring civil case and starting to cite these criminal cases? It is nonsense what we read. That what I'm trying to say, we are nobody, we are nothing in South Africa. We cannot resist anything, but we have nowhere to go. And as long as people are there, so it be. If they want to kill, let them kill people. But people will not resist. People will not fight. People are there. Whatever they want to do to people, let them do. It's not the first time they are killing refugees, burning them alive. Not only ordinary people, even their own politicians are the ones that sending their people to kill and burn and loot stuff belonging to refugees. So it's not something, if we were going to court, we're not just going to court because we want to go and try to argue and whatever. We knew very well we're just going there in order to fulfill the formalities. But we knew that very well, you can, as a refugee, you cannot get any justice in South Africa.
So, Are you going to appeal this ruling? Because I see you have just alluded certain elements in terms of legal technicalities of criminality that was brought in a civil matter. But are you going to look at appealing maybe in the next few days before the commencement of the eviction within 7 days?
You cannot appeal. You cannot go present your problem to the demon. You cannot accuse the demons to the Satan. This is what is happening. It's a waste of time. Still the same justice system. Still the same South African courts. It will be a waste of time. We know very well. Even if we appeal, even if we go there, it will still be just a waste of time. That's why we said no. Whatever is going to come, because if that court could consider the basic human rights of refugees, he wouldn't, someone like an acting judge, cannot just start like insulting refugees, citing something that are not even related to the case, without even considering the basic human right of every individual. A human being is a human being. Where are they going to be? Where is he going to take them? How can he send back people where they ran from their safety? How? Did he buy anybody any property where he want to send them back? That is nonsense. And I repeat again, it is very nonsense. And I'm so shocked and very regrettable, and I'm very disappointed on a judicial system of South Africa. If this is the way they are doing to us as black refugees in this African land, they must pray God they must not run this country, because they will face the consequence of what they are doing to other African people. One day they will face whatever they are doing to us.
So at this point, what sort of arrangements are you making? Because when I looked at the order, it says 7 days, then the city will begin to implement some of the rules. But what we know is that the courts had actually asked the city of Cape Town to provide transport as well as alternative accommodation, as well as the home affairs to come in and see how they can work together to ensure that there's safe movements or amicable movement between
you. I think for today you heard that incompetent Minister of Home Affairs, what you spoke over the ETV to the ENCA today, he said the city should start even beating, forcing, removing people by force. That is an incompetent and xenophobic minister. Since he was the Minister for Health, we have his record on how he was talking very bad about foreign nationals, about the hospitals. So a xenophobic minister like that, their decision, I know they were ordered to proceed and try to check a kind of documentation or whatever, but he said that's none of their business. The city should proceed and go beat and destroy refugees. Refugees are there. Whatever they want to do, they are human beings and the world is watching, and this was a big test to the South African judicial and South African law or system that they are, or courts that they are running. The whole world is watching. And the South African government is being watched for. They were crying about apartheid. Why are they using the same repressive laws, the same repressive judgment that the apartheid regime used to use against them? Why are they using against us today? So I believe if someone have been through this type of situation, could never even wish to see someone else go through the same situation. That means they were crying for nonsense. They were crying for lies. They was never passing through this kind of situation, which they are also enforcing us to pass through. Let them come and kill those children. Let them come and kill those women that are there. You know, J.P. Smith is a very racist guy. He doesn't care about any black person. He will do whatever he wants, because that's what he said yesterday when he was being interviewed by the ENCA as well, that J.P. Smith. So they can do whatever. But the world and history will judge whatever refugees are going through. That's what we are saying, because refugees are forceless, are defenseless, are powerless, and they have nothing to fight. They will just sit down there. If they want to, wherever they decide to take them, they will take them. Wherever they decide to beat them and do whatever they want to do to them, they are just there. They can do whatever they want. They have nobody to cry to. They have nobody to come and rescue them. Refugees are there. They will never cause any trouble. They will never resist anything. Let them do whatever they want to do to them.
And finally, JP, so what next? What next now after this?
What next? The next thing is that refugees are there and they are waiting. And we are also condemning this attitude of a minister not knowing his parameters or his task. We did not send him to be our negotiator or our mediator to speak to Canada the way he's crying that we are trying to go to Canada. We did not send him to be our mediator or our spokesperson to speak to Namibia. So he must know very well. They must teach him where is his limits, where he cannot cross and speak on behalf of refugees. Let the UNHCR, which is entitled to speak and negotiate about issues of refugees, engage themselves with refugees. He must stay away. He's an incompetent minister. He doesn't know about immigration laws. He doesn't know about refugees laws. He doesn't know about anything about refugees at all. So he must step away. Let us deal with the UNHCR. They must not interfere between refugees and the UNHCR. They must stay away. Let us seek our help. We've been killed enough. We've been destroyed enough. Our shop has been looted and burnt enough. So we are sick and tired. Let us leave their South Africa so that they can continue enjoying their country and their land, so that they can stay free, so that they cannot accuse us of doing illegal stuff, selling counterfeit, as the judge yesterday said, or killing out South Africans or selling drugs. We need to leave their country so that they can stay free. I don't see any problem when they are crying. And there is not even a single cent that is going to be used that will come from any South African treasury or cashier.
That's
only the United Nations that is going to do whatever it wants to do to help refugees. They must step away from refugees' affairs.
JP Balusa is the leader of the asylum seekers, of course, responding to that court order that was granted by the courts yesterday. JP, like always, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, too.